96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
The shoes on my feet, I fall. The clothes I'm wearing, I fall. The rock I'm rocking, I fall. Cause I depend on me if I want it. The watch I'm wearing, I fall. The house I live in, I fall. The car I'm driving, I fall. I depend on me, I depend on me.
You could call that the Independent Woman's theme song as we celebrate the nation's independence this weekend. We thought we'd ask about independent women and what effect that has on finding and keeping a mate. What do they have to say about that? And what do the men have to say about that? Well, tonight we are going to talk about it. My guests are Dr. Sharon Otte, social commentator and relationship expert, and Stephen J. Dixon, also known as the Relationship Beast. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can certainly comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Okay, ladies first, or maybe I should do the men because you're independent, right? And you just, it's all equal and balanced,
I love that
right?
little song. And can y'all please say I'm a physician?
Are you a physician?
Okay. Put on in there, I'm a little dying.
Do you want your whole resume?
No, y'all ain't got time for that.
No, we certainly
I bought
don't.
It.
Okay, so I'm going to start, Stephen, with Sharon. It's already started, Stephen. All right, so you're an independent woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you buy it. You.
I hope not to buy. I like for men to buy. But anyway, go ahead.
And what? Does your independence get in the way of finding a mate? Or do you think that some women who claim to be independent women have problems finding and keeping a mate?
Well, let's just say also that married women, whether you're married, single, divorced, widowed, whatever, mm-hmm. you can be independent.
Right.
So being financially independent has nothing to do with your marital state. Let's just put that pin in it right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do think that some women and some men, because why do we just isolate this to men versus women? Because now with socioeconomics, often women make more than men,
mm-hmm.
Et cetera, et cetera. So does that come in the way of finding a mate if you flaunt it in someone's face?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's all about attitude.
Okay.
It's all about attitude.
But to answer your question, why do we often refer to women as independent as opposed to talking about men being independent? Because as you know, historically and traditionally, that was never a consideration because that's the way men were, quote unquote, supposed to be.
Right. Culture.
Yeah, exactly. But yes, women talk about it all the time. So, Stephen, is it a problem? Stephen, are you there?
Yes, absolutely the problem. I ended the whole independence movement a very, very long time ago. What I try to teach women is, it is not that you are independent. It is that you are looking for a dependable man.
Hmm.
And so that every woman that I run into that's running around saying they're independent, what happened with that woman is their father let them down, their uncle let them down, their husband let them down, their brother, whoever, the deacon, whoever, some man in their life let them down. And at that point is when they declare that they're independent. So I understand my sisters and what they went through. My mother is an unbelievably strong woman. But my father was in jail. My stepfather was abusive. So now she cannot make a marriage work because of her independence.
Hmm. Go ahead, Sharon.
No. Let's be clear. Being socially or in a relationship, independent in those things and having those kind, that is different from being independent financially. Me not needing someone to pay my light bill is different from me saying I don't need a man, which I think has negative stereotypes. And you have men saying I don't need a woman, I want a harem. That's different. And I think we need to make those distinctions because I think you can have women who rightfully so, you technically don't need a woman or a man, but what is it that you desire? And I do think that when you have And we're talking about women that are bitter and have now see men have let them down, et cetera, et cetera. I think that, yes, you're right that there are some that have been let down. But I think you also have situations where it is true that, yes, I don't need a man to come in financially rescue me, as in the past where you had women in other situations that they needed that. So that it's kind of changed. But why not we be interdependent? Why don't we understand that we need people and people need people? Dogs need another dog. I mean, people need another fish, need a little mate. It's animals. We need and want the comfort of relationships.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Talking about independence, is your independence getting in the way of you finding and keeping a mate? Cheryl, calling from Frederick. Thanks for calling, Cheryl. What's on your mind?
Yes. My answer to that question was yes. I am a single mom. I've been married, divorced. I have a twin 14-year-old, and I have an older son that's in college. I work over an hour away. I feel like I'm doing everything. Just finding the time to meet somebody is difficult. And even my family says, Cheryl, you know, when we're at the mall and everything, they say, you're kind of unapproachable. And I say, why? They say, it looks like you. People think you have it all together.
Hmm.
So, I've tried the online dating, and it's just I don't find myself interested because I'm finding some guys that are looking for somebody to take care of them, and then find other guys with issues.
Well, let me say this, Cheryl. Let me say this because I don't want to go, you know, certainly too far afield, and I wanted to also talk about what Dr. Sharon was saying. You spoke about financial independence. When I'm talking about independence, I'm talking about the independent attitude.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm talking about that whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one thing for you to be financially independent. It's another thing for you to tell a potential mate or someone that you may be dating that you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I've always said when this issue comes up, if you are financially independent, spiritually independent, emotionally independent, you don't have to tell anyone.
Right.
They will see it.
Right.
Okay. But my question is that a turnoff? And if it is, whose fault is that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the man's fault, Stephen? Are the men intimidated, as we often hear women say? Or is it the woman's fault?
Let me tell you a quick story. I was dating a woman one time, and I went to her house for the first time. And she was a well-established woman, made good money, Range Rover, big house on the lake, all that. You know, I walk in, and I see that the window was broken, and, you know, potentially somebody could break in. And I said, hey, I'm going to fix that window. And she immediately stopped me and said, hey, this is your first time here. I have a handyman who I will call to fix that.
Mm.
I don't want you coming in here feeling like you got to take over, and I need some man. I've been doing fine by myself.
Mm.
I looked at that woman, and I said, woman, I'm going to fix the window.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is about is I will never, no man, all my men listening right now, never allow a woman to make you small as a man.
Mm-hmm.
Notice how when I handled the woman, it wasn't a debate. It wasn't a conversation. It wasn't, why are you acting like that? Why you want to say that? It was, woman, I know my place. Now let me put you in your place. I'm protector. I'm provider. I'm security. So you can just sit down and relax. You know what that woman said to me?
What did she say?
She said, okay.
We'll see. There you go. All right, Sharon, go ahead.
No. Let me just, now, women are going to get a little upset with me. I'm from North Carolina, and I told people on this station before, I believe in roles, and women, y'all can get mad at me if you want to, whatever. You know what? That is a turn on because, again, you know, I'm a girly girl.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm a girly girl. And so, yes, I hate, and I tell people this on first day I talk to you, I hate taking out the trash. You take out the trash for me, honey, please. I'll cook a meal that will knock your socks off because that's the role. Now, don't relegate me to that role. Don't dictate to me the role, but that's fine. Now, the thing is, again, every woman doesn't have to do that. You don't have to do those things. You don't have to be relegated to a certain role. I think the worst thing a woman can do is to show, I'm independent, I don't need a man. Well, if you don't need a man, then don't date. That's it. And why do you have to? And I love what you said, Harold. Why do you have to pronounce who you are? I'm all this. I have all. I don't need you. Well, if you don't need someone, then don't date. Don't. Then you just sit in your corner, have your little stuff in the drawer, take care of all of your needs yourself and be happy. But that's not true. And peel the onion. Yes, every woman, man, boy and girl wants to connect with someone. So let's be real. And then if not, go see a psychologist or a psychiatrist and get to the root of why you don't want to connect to someone, because it is human nature to want to connect.
Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Walter, calling from Northeast D.C. Walter, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I want to make a comment because I'm going to say this. You know, we listen to Destiny Child talk about we're independent, but is Destiny married to Jay-Z? And yet Oprah's with her man and Terry McMillan, the angry black woman, they all want to have men, but somehow we need each other.
Okay.
And it's not that I'm a bachelor, so I really don't. I still have to understand what I need and something that we need each other. But to hear, you know, you want to be independent, you really con yourself. Because if Beyonce's with Jay-Z and Oprah's with Stedman and all these women who really don't want a man hate men because men did they wrong and they just frighten men away.
Hey, look, you make an interesting point, Walter. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I need to take a break. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side. Lines are still open. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Is your independence getting in the way of you finding and keeping a mate? We're going to talk to Steven. We're going to talk to Icy, Terry. We're going to talk to you all. Stay with us. Stay on the line. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a bit.